Indian Council, community won't feel safe if leftist Humza Yousaf becomes Scottish leader. By Kurt Sindulka on February 24, 2023. The Indian Council of Scotland and the Muslim Council of the UK have said that they would not feel safe should far-left Health Secretary Humza Yousaf become the next First Minister of Scotland. Yousaf, a long-standing member of the left separatist Scottish National Party, SNP, devolved government of Nicola Sturgeon, has shot to the front of the race to replace his former boss after the campaign of his leading challenger, Finance Minister Kate Forbes, was derailed after an interview in which she pointed out that an allegedly transgender rapist is, in fact, a man and defended her Christian belief in traditional marriage. The remarks were apparently a step too far for her colleagues in the leftist party. Be that as it may, it has seemingly cleared a path for the hard-left health secretary, who oversaw draconian lockdown rules imposed upon the Scottish people during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Yousaf is perhaps best known for his championing of the strictest hate speech legislation in the United Kingdom, and for his infamous railing against the number of white people in top jobs in the majority white country. More recently, Yousaf and his Muslim convert wife sensationally accused a nursery school of discrimination against their child, allegedly over their Islamic faith, while children with white-sounding names were accepted into the school. This month, the couple dropped their case against the nursery. Yousaf's record of far-left woke and often race-based politics have apparently left a sour taste in the mouths of some advocacy groups, including the Indian Council of Scotland and the Muslim Council of the UK, both of whom have come out against his candidacy to succeed Sturgeon as First Minister, a position roughly equivalent to that of Governor in the United States. In comments reported by the Scottish Daily Express, the Chairman and President of the Indian Council of Scotland, Neil Lal, said, "The Indian community, which is a community of all faiths that include Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Christian, Buddhist, and Judaism, would not feel safe with Humza Yousaf as First Minister. Our community is law-abiding, hard-working, and proud of our country." Humza Yousaf attacked a nursery publicly and has now walked away without apology. Surely, his integrity must be called into question. He stoked up racial tensions in the Indian Hindu community, and this is not acceptable. Lal continued, "Humza Yousaf has been incompetent in every role that he served in, from justice to transport and now health. If he was the First Minister, it would be an economic disaster for Scotland. How can we have such a person as First Minister?" The Indian Council of Scotland, backed by the Muslim Council of the UK, which is not to be confused with the Muslim Council of Britain, went on to demand that the media press Yousaf on the same questions that were put to Kate Forbes, namely, are trans women women? Are children outside marriage allowed? Is sex before marriage allowed? Anything less is giving Humza Yousaf more favorable treatment in the SNP leadership contest and treating the women candidates of different beliefs at a disadvantage, Lal explained. Follow Kurt Sindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindulka.